We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos Oreach, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Yud Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein shom, bebchinas hakoyach hamedame, shom ikar hanisoyin v'habechiro shel kol odom. And therefore, it's in this particular place in a person's brain, it's this part of the brain that does this, that makes pictures, you know, that thinks on a physical, that transfers the physical world into thought. That's where the main bechira of a person is. That's where the main free choice is, to choose between good and bad, right and wrong. And that's where the main test of a person is. The shom ikur bechinas eitz hadas, shu bechinas noiga, bechinas miskala. That's where the eitz hadas is involved in a person's life. The concept of this klipa called noiga, this twilight, this good and bad, which is sometimes referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as miskala. Miskala means something that fluctuates, you know, like a set of scales that goes up and down. Shemishom ikur hanisoyim v'habchira kenoida. That's the main source of tests and free choice. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki etzem hasechel hu gavoya mimalach. Because a Jew's das, again, what this computer was really built to do is way, way higher than angels, on a much higher level than angels. V'rochoik bevadai mikol chet u'mikol taiva. And it's far, far removed from anything that resembles a sin or a physical desire. U'mikol gashmius olam hazeh, or from the physical world, anything to do with the physical world. U'lehepach guf hachomer hu bechinas behema, she'ein lo shum bechira, ve'ein lo koyach lahatos mishum taiva. Whereas, on the other hand, the body, the human body, let's say, or physical items, when we talk about physically tangible items, those items are bechinas behema. That's a piece of behema, which has no free choice, which has no ability whatsoever to move away from physical desires. It's the essence of physicality. Ve'ikar hanisoyin v'habchira hu rak machmas chibur hanefesh v'aguf. And it's the fact that Hashem has gone ahead and scotch taped these two together, that there's this behema, there's this ox, this physical body with a stomach and legs and fingers and, you know, and schmutz and everything, that's scotch taped together to a neshama, to a moyach, that's way, way above angels. The fact that these two are married together, that's what makes for bechira. That's what makes a concept of free choice, and that's what makes for a concept of a test. Ve'ikra hachibur hu alidei bechinas koyach hamedame shebodom. And the place where the two meet is in the koyach hamedame. The place where physical, where everything physical that's going on in a person's life plugs into the person's spiritual section, the neshama, is in koyach hamedame. Sheyesh loy koyach limtois lekan oy lekan. And that's what gives the person the ability to go this way or that way, to be good or the opposite, chas v'shalom. Because a person who is zeicher to purify his medame, to purify his thinking, that person can be zeicher to solid faith in Hashem, and to be zeicher to the highest levels of faith in chiddush olam, and the fact that Hashem created the world, you know, from scratch. Kanal, as we learned earlier, V'oz yizke la'ois derech hamedame el etzem hasechel hapnimi shehi haneshama. And when a person does that, when a person develops himself, he refines, he purifies his thoughts. He fights with himself to think only good thoughts, and good thoughts according to the Torah. Then that person's thoughts lead them, it's like a stairway to heaven. That person's thoughts on the medame leads him up to sechel hapnimi, which is neshama, which is das v'kedusha, you know, which is thinking about Hashem in pure spiritual terms. Vaydeze yizkel rav tuv hatsofon. And that's how a person is zeicher to olam haba, you know, to that future world, that which Hashem has hidden away for us, the reward, the extraordinary reward that Hashem has hidden away for us, ayin l'rasa, which no eye has ever seen. Again, note, no eye has ever seen. That's not picturesque. It's way, way above any concept of picture. The description of the ultimate spirituality, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, that a Jew is going to be zeichet to, is something that can't be pictured. It's above, way, way above anything that can be pictured. Ki hamedame hu bechinas sulam mutzav orza v'roisha magia shamayma. Because Rav Nosson Zal says here again, now he gives us another definition of what medame is. Medame is a ladder whose feet are on the ground, and the top of the ladder is mamish up in heaven. So if a person refines his medame and purifies his medame, his medame becomes a stairway to heaven. It leads him up to spirituality and Gan Eden and everything. Ulehepech. And chas v'shalom, if a person does the opposite, if a person messes up their medame, then lehepech, then it leads the person in the opposite direction, way, way down. Ki kol hanefilois v'hayaridois shel kol horechokim shenisrachu me'ashem yizborach hakol hoya alidei shelo biruru hamedame. Because any failures, any flaws that any Jew has ever experienced, whereby they became distant from Hashem, whether it's a little bit distant or very, very, very distant, it's all because of this item. It's because of a lack of birur hamedame, al yidei hiskarvus letzadikim amitiim, which is dependent on coming close to true tzadikim. If a Jew wants to be zeicher to a real birur hamedame, he has one place to get it from the true tzadikim, by coming close to them. V'samchu al das atzman. And what happened was people started thinking for themselves. They didn't go to tzaddikim, you know, to get their guidance and advice and to have the tzaddik teach him how to think. The person said, well, wait a minute, I can't think for myself. What do you think, I'm nuts? Am I a robot? And the person thought for himself, and that took him south. That's where the train got derailed and they went into all kinds of bad places. And this, Rachman Litzlan, caused people to take themselves out of the world, you know, to mess themselves up big time. Ki be'emes hadas v'hachochmo shel kol bnei adam shebo'ilam afilu shel hachachomim hagdolim hakol hu rak bechinas koyach hamedame sheruboi mu'uav b'demyonos kuzovim. Listen to this now. Listen to this. Rav Nosson Zal says, because let me tell you something about most of the world out there. Most of the people that you see running around in the world, whether they're wearing sneakers and jogging shorts, or they're wearing three-piece suits, you know, and $600 ties, or whether they're wearing long kapotas, most of those people out there, their brains are bechinas koyach hamedame. As we said before, that koyach hamedame is supposed to take off like is supposed to take up 1 centimillimeter of your brain, and the rest of the brain is supposed to be neshama, spirituality, you know, way, way up there. But unfortunately, the vast, vast majority of people running around, because they haven't been zeichet to a perfection of birur hamedame and everything, their brains, their total brain, is bechinas koyach hamedame. Where the majority of it where there's a lot of confusion running around in their brains, there's a lack of clarity, and also there's a lot of sheker, there's a lot of kuzovim. Ve'ein mi sheyizkel l'seichel amiti, kiim hanevim balei ruach hakodesh, v'sharei tzadikim amitiim kietzibhem. And the only ones who are zeicher to real seichel, what we call Seichel V'Kedusha, are the prophets, people who are Zeichel Mamish to Ruach HaKodesh, or other very high-level tzaddikim amitiyim. Ki b'chol dor v'dor nimtzoim bali Ruach HaKodesh. Because you need to know that in each and every single generation, there are people who have Ruach HaKodesh. אפילו אחר שפוסקו הנבואה, אפילו אחר שפוסקו הנבואה, even though the Torah tells us that at some point a couple of thousand years ago they retired nevuah. There's no such thing anymore as official nevi'im. Still, there exists Ruach HaKodesh, kemavur ba'arichus bekisvei Arizal, as is described and discussed at great length in the writings of the Arizal. Ukemavur ba'Torah now, and as is discussed in chapter 8 in the Likutei Moharan Tanina, this Torah Tikkun Teichoch that we're talking about. Ayin Sham, look over there, you'll see that this is discussed in detail. ומי שרוצה לזכות לחיים אמיתיים, and a person who wants to live a true life, a life of emes, a life of holiness, a real good life, דהיינו לאמונה שלמה, and a person wants to be זכות to real, pure, true faith, faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah, שזה עיקר החיים, which is the essence of good living, יאפשר לזכות כמעט על ידי שישתדל ויסמץ ויבקש הרבה מהשם יזבורך שיזכה לזכר לצדיקים אמיתיים כנראה. The only way possible, there's no multiple choice here, there's one way only, the only way that a person will be zirche is by coming close to true tzadikim, period. Shal yodom daiko yizke levarer hamedame, through these true tzadikim the person can be zirche to refine his thinking, to improve his thinking and to correct his thinking. Shalidei ze ikro hu emuna, through which a person can be zirche to get to real faith. Shezehu ikro bechinas kabbalas haTorah, which is the main concept of Yiddishkeit, of being religious, of accepting the Torah. That's what it's all about. It's all about emuna. V'tzadik b'emunosa yichya. The Gemara says, bo chavakuk v'liya. The Chavakanovi came along and summarized the entire Yiddishkeit in three words. V'tzadik b'emunosa yichya. That it's all based on what kind of a shleimus emuna a person has. And Rav Nosson Zal showed us here that shleimus emuna is dependent on birur hamedameh. And birur hamedameh, there's one place to get it from. Tzadikim amitim, al yidei shezochu lahamin b'Moshe Rabbeinu, through the fact that they were zochu to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kabbalah Satorah. How were the Jews zochu to Kabbalah Satorah? Through their faith in the Tzadik, through their connection to the Tzadik, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yidei shezochu lahamin b'Moshe Rabbeinu, shaydei zeh zochu lekabel b'chinas ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh. That's how they were zochu to Matan Torah, where Hashem gave them the Aseres Hadibrois, which were the 10 levels of Nevuah, which was Ruach HaKodesh, Vaydei Zeh Niskayim Ho'olam. And that's what set the world in place. You remember we learned yesterday that after the world was created, after Hashem did everything, the world was incomplete. The world was very shaky until Yoim HaShishi Vayichulu Hashemayim Voretz. Which Shishi? 2,500 years later, 2,448 years later, on Matan Torah, Shishi B'Sivan, that's when the world was complete. Why? Because we learned in Hilchos Umnin that Shleimus is Emuna. The only Shleimus is Emuna. And Shleimus Emuna, a person can only get to through Birur HaMedameh. And Birur HaMedameh is dependent on Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah. And that really took place. You know, the July 4th of Ruach Nevuah, what was on Shavuos, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, that's when there was the Ikar Hashpo of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah. That's when the Yidden was zeche to the highest degree of Birur HaMedameh. That's why, again, they died. Their neshamas left them, it says. They had to be brought back to life. Because that's when they really got taken to the top floor. You know, that's when they got taken to spirituality. And that's what blew the body, in a sense, to bits. Because it's very, very hard to go up there when you're in body and, you know, when a person's in a body. Because it's through all of this that there is broadcasted emuna in chiddush olam. The real emuna in chiddush olam, which is the essence of emuna. That belief, that realization, that Hashem created the world something from complete nothingness. Today is Chof Beis Menachem Av, Tov Shin Samach, which is the yard site of Rabbi Yisrael Abba Rabbi Yehuda, who was the father of Rav Tzviarya ben Tzion Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Yisrael Abba was originally from Russia. He lived in the city of Chirin, and he was a Breslov Chosid. In a very serious sense of the word, came from a Breslov family, which goes back, dates back to Reb Aaron Zal and Reb Shmuel Isaac, who were two of Rabbi Nachman's closest Talmidim. And this Rabbi Yisrael Abba, Zichron Avrocha, was zeche to be close with Reb Avrom Kochav Lev Zal, Reb Avrom Shtern Har Zichron Avrocha. He helped support him and was very close to him all the years, and passed that heritage on to his son, who went on to do a tremendous amount for Breslov in many, many ways. Zchusam Yagon Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Hilchos Birchos Horeach. It's Orach Chaim Chelek Beis in the 8 volume sets. Hilchos Birchos Horeach, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Tesvov. We're in the middle of a discussion about the topic of Koyach HaMedameh. And Rav Nosson Zal gave a very clear definition and explanation of it, and now he's sort of summing it up. Nimtza she'ikar achizas hamedame hu rak ba'asiya gashmius. Based on what we've discussed, you could understand that the main effect of medame only applies where there's a physical world. She'shom tzrichim ikar habirur. That's where this refinement is required, really takes place. V'alkein al horeach ein tzorech levorech, rak brocha rishayna. And it's for this reason that when it comes to smell, a person only makes brocha rishayna. She'oz adayin, only a brocha before smelling, not after. She'oz adayin nechaz horeach bedover gashmi. Because at that point in time, the smell is still attached to a physical item, whether it be a leaf, whether it be a flower, the item that you're smelling. Alkin tzrichim avorech broch habrocha rishoyna, kidei levarer bechinas hamedame, kidei legalo yisemunas chidish olam. And therefore we make this bracha on it. The bracha helps to refine, to improve the medame, and also to broadcast our faith in the fact that Hashem created the world. Avol achar shekibel horeach, however, once the person took in that smell, she'oz horeach shekibel eini melubesh b'shum dovor gashmi, where at that point in time, once the smell has been inhaled, whereby it's no longer tangible in any way, it's no longer attached to any physical item, v'hu rak chius haneshama, and at that point in time, all it is nourishment for the soul. Alkein ein tzorechoi brocha achroina. That's why there's no need for an after brocha. Ki ein tzorech birur hamedame oid. Because there's no further birur needed. There's no further improvement or refinement that's needed. Me'achar shekvar nispashet menagashmius. Since the aroma, the smell, has already become detached from the physical item that it was attached to, she'oz einoid shum shlito lamedame lebal be'el chas v'sholem. Once that smell is not attached anymore to the physical item, because you've inhaled it, you've taken it into yourself, at that point in time, the medama has no effect on it whatsoever. V'alkein horeach nichlal tekev bebechinas chius haneshama, shehu bechinas chidesh olam shelosit. And it's for this reason that at that point in time, once the smell has been inhaled, the person has taken it inside of them, it plugs directly into the neshama. It serves as nourishment for the neshama, which is related to the chiddush olam of the future world, not the world that we're in right now, as we said in the previous year. Me'achar she'achar she'merichin orech ein melu b'shoid b'shum gashmi. Again, based on the fact that once I've smelled this, once I've taken in this smell, what I've taken in is not attached to a physical item anymore. Ve'ein loid koyach la'medame le'bal bel klal. And therefore the medame cannot confuse it in any way, can't mess it up in any way. Ma'shein kein sharei dvorim. Whereas when we're talking about food items or items that are eaten or drunk, shegam achar hoachila adayin nishar beguf gashmius hamaychel, whereby after I finished eating this delicious apple, it's inside my stomach in physical form. It's this physical stuff there still from the sample. Utzrichin lavare pnimius hachius mikoyda koyach medame. And now there's a second job of helping to purify and refine the nourishment that's going to come from that, those chunks of apple that are floating around in my stomach. Shenechas begashmis, which is still attached to something physical, the pieces of apple, kedei lekoyloi bahatachlis, in order to plug it into its ultimate purpose, shehu bechinas chidush olam shelosid, which is the recreation of the world that's going to take place in the future. Alkin tzrichin lavorei gam brocha achroino. That's why there's a brocha made at that point also. After you've already eaten the item, after it's inside of you, there's an after brocha that's made, bishvil birur hamedame. Because there's a second birur that has to take place. As we learned in the previous shir, the brocha rishayna that you make is affecting a birur. It's performing a refinement on an improvement by broadcasting the fact that Hashem created this world, the world that we're in right now, the chiddush olam of the world that we're in right now. What the brocha achroina is going to do, that's going to do a second birur hamedame on the chunks of apple, chunks of food that are in my stomach right now, you know, being digested, to plug it into the chiddush, to broadcast the chiddush olam of the future. Kedei legalos al yedei habrocha b'peh b'chinas chiddush olam shelosid. So that by verbalizing the brocha, as we said in the previous year, verbalizing is birur hamedame, right? And by verbalizing this second bracha, we're doing the birur of the medama that's needed for the chiddush olam of the future world. This concludes Rav Nosson Zal's discussion of medama and birur hamedama for now. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to switch to a different issue. V'zeh bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael. With this, we could also understand how a person gets to Eretz Yisrael. The fact that most people, just about everybody, has to go through tremendous difficulty and suffering before they get to Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael hu echot mi'advorim sheboim al yidei yisurim. That Eretz Yisrael is one of the things that comes through suffering. Utzrichin kamo teltulim. And most people who are coming from other countries had to go through all kinds of difficulties and travel and go through all different kinds of roundabout ways to get to Eretz Yisrael. וגם אבויסינו, כשיוצא ממצרים לכבוש ארץ ישראל, הסיבו מה שנסבורך בכמה דרכים שונים קודם שזוכו לעבור לארץ ישראל. And so too our forefathers, when they left Egypt, to go to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go any direct route, right? They had to go very roundabout ways to get to Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, V'lo nochom elekim derech Eretz Plishtim ki korov hu l'Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shapir Shrashi Shom. Hashem did not take them through the land of the Philistines, which would have been a shortcut, you know, a very direct route, because Hashem had different reasons why, but they ended up going a very roundabout way. As the Pasuk says, Kamashapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi says over there in the beginning of Parshas Beshalach, Vayasev Alekimesom Derech Hamidbar Yamsuf, that Hashem made the Jews go all the way around via the desert to the Yamsuf, Vachamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael, Vezeh Bechinas Chamishim Yoim Shal Sfiras Omer. And this is also tied in to the 50 days of the Omer that we count, Kedei Lizkois L'Kabolas HaTorah, in order to be Zoche to receive the Torah, Shaydei Zeh Nizbarer Hamedame Kanal. And as we learned earlier, Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, where there was a Shefa of Ruach HaKodesh, of Ruach Nevuah, that's what really helps fix up the medame, shaydei zeh zoichin lamunas chiddush olam shelosid, which is what helps a person be zoichet to have solid faith in the recreation of the world in the future. Shezeh b'chinas Eretz Yisrael kanal, which is going to be in the category of Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned earlier. Ki ef shelo v'el Eretz Yisrael ki ma'idei birur hamedame. It's impossible for a Jew to get Eretz Yisrael without going through birur hamedame, without going through a refinement of their thinking processes. Shaideze ikruhu emuna, which is what helps emuna in a very big way. Shaideze yechidish odem shalosid, which is what's going to lead to the recreation of the world in the future. Sheze b'chinas Eretz Yisrael kana, which is the concept of Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein tzrichin l'savev haderech v'lizboil kama tiltulim bekama mekoymes mishunim. And this is why when a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's got to go in all kinds of roundabout ways and find himself in all kinds of strange places along the way, traveling to country, you know, to places that supposedly he has no reason to go there. For example, when Rav Nosson Zal traveled from the Ukraine to Eretz Yisrael, he had to go to Turkey. Now, he's not American. He doesn't know from Thanksgiving. What does he need turkeys for? He didn't have to go to Turkey. What do you need turkey for? Istanbul and see all these Sephardic chachams. He writes about this. So he met there. Person say, what in the world is he doing? Because Hashem made it that in order for him to get to Eretz Yisrael, he had to travel through Turkey. He had to go to Egypt in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. That was the way, you know, the way the ships went at that time, and based on how things worked out for him. He was in Alexandria, he was in Istanbul, you know, in order to get there. And very often, when we see a paragraph like this in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal wrote this either at the time he was traveling, or right before, or right after. It was usually when he was writing his Sforim, he was writing about Torah in general, but he always tied it into exactly what was taking place in his life at the time. In other words, if you'll see, he's in the middle of talking about Hilchas Shabbos, and suddenly he says, V'zeh b'chines sukkos. With this, we can understand the concept of sukkos. Usually, one of the main reasons why he's doing that is because he's writing a day or two before Sukkos, and he's thinking about the holiday of Sukkos. And whatever he was learning at the time, he was able to find the connection, a lead-in from that to whatever the event that was taking place at the time. Ki ikara chizas hamedamehu be'eretz hagashmi azeh, because Rav Nosson Zal explains the main place where this medameh. Remember, medame, we said, has many definitions. One of the definitions of medame is this twilight, this ayin that's in between gashmius and ruchnius, this intermediary step between physical and spiritual. So Rav Nosson Zal says the main place where this medame takes hold is be'eretz hagashmi azeh, on this physical earth. We're talking about mamish, the earth, the land itself. Ki ho'oretz hi tachlis hagashmius, because the earth is the epitome of physicality. Sheshom ikarachiza samedame, and that's where the medame really takes effect. Vizel bechinas mailas eretz Yisrael, shehi eretz gashmi, shekedosha begdusha kazu, at sheshom aidei ho eretz kodosha gashmi as daiko, zoichen lamuna shlema betachlis hashlemus. And this is part of what's so special about Eretz Yisrael, that on one hand it's a physical land, it's a physical place, and yet despite its physicality, the Torah tells us that this physical land with its dirt and rocks and houses and buildings and buses and this physical land is a stepping stone for a person to be zecha to emuna shlemo betachlis hashlemus. In other words, to the highest degree of birur hamedame. Ki ho oretz hagashmi hi kedosha shom kol kach, because the physical Eretz Yisrael is so holy, ad sheho oretz hagashmi daiko shel Eretz Yisrael hu bebechinas bir hamadame, to the point where the physical land of Eretz Yisrael is the essence of bir hamadame. That's where this a tremendous refinement is taking place of a person's ability to think clearly and to see things clearly. Shaideizeh ikur hu emuna, which is the essence of being zeche to solid emuna. V'alkein tzrichin lizboil kama tiltulim bekama mekoymes mishunim. And this is why a person has to go through all kinds of difficulties and travel to all kinds of strange places before they get to Eretz Yisrael. Hakol b'shvil birur hamedame. It's all part of this process of sorting out the medame, refining the medame. Ki bechol mokoim sheboim shom, be'eis sho'iskim baderech l'Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal explains now because each and every single stop that a person makes along the way in his travel to Eretz Yisrael, while he's on route to Eretz Yisrael, v'shom b'chol mokon u'mokon yesh bilbulim shel bilbul amadame, and every single place he goes to, when he's in Turkey, when he's in Egypt, when he's in Odessa, in all the different places he's in, each place has its bilbul hamadame, not bir hamadame, bilbul. Each place has its confusion, and its nonsense, and its mixed upness. And by a Jew passing through that city or that country on his way to Eretz Yisrael, since his purpose for being in those places is he ain't interested in Turkey, he's perfectly satisfied with chickens. He's traveling through Turkey for one reason. It's a stepping stone to get to Eretz Yisrael because that's his purpose. Because of that, he's able to succeed in correcting all kinds of particles of bilbul hamedame, of fallen emuna that are found in that country, because of the fact that he's using that country as a springboard to get to Eretz Yisrael. Because that country is involved in his trip of getting to Eretz Yisrael, on his way, while he spends time in that country, he's making tikkunim. He's fixing up the bilbul hamedame there. He's fixing up the emuna hanafula there. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us exactly how this works shortly. And therefore, with every single step that the person takes in his path, you know, traveling to Eretz Yisrael, or if he's traveling for any Dover Shebikdusha, if a person's walking from his house to go to shul, and he's walking 3 or 4 blocks, or he's walking 30 or 40 blocks, whatever traveling a person is doing on his way to a mitzvah, ubifrat lehiskarev letzadik amiti, especially if the travel is for the sake of coming close to the true tzadik, azai b'chol psio upsio hu mevarer hamedame, b'chol mokam shador sham. In the process, every step he takes along the way, he's involved in birur hamedame. In each and every location that he's coming to, in each place that he's stopping in, he has to be in that place to affect the birur hamedame. And one of the main forces that's allowing him to be so successful in doing the birur hamedame there is, birur hamedame means, again, refining any cloudiness of thinking, that kind of thing, is the fact that he's on his way to a mitzvah, he's on his way to Eretz Yisrael, he's on his way to the tzaddik. That gives him extraordinary strength, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain shortly in one of the following paragraphs. Me'achar shekavanosei b'shvil Eretz Yisrael, since his intent is to get to Eretz Yisrael, shemishom ikar birur hamedame, which is the location of the highest degree of birur hamedame, of this clarifying whatever needs to be clarified. V'alkein al pi roiv tzorech lesavev haderech harbe, and therefore, most people, in most instances, when they want to get to Eretz Yisrael, they have to go roundabout ways. My plane is making a stopover in Frankfurt. Stopover. Who wants to be in Frankfurt? I've eaten enough Frankfurtism in my life. He's got to go here. Why? A person would say, why did Hashem make it this way? The answer is, one of the reasons is because all of these different places in the world that Jews have to pass through on their way to Eretz Yisrael, there's a birur hamedame that has to take place, which the Jews that are living there can't accomplish anywhere near as much as a person who's on his way to Eretz Yisrael. If he's on his way to Eretz Yisrael, he's riding on a laser beam. He's riding on nuclear energy. He's riding on something very powerful, which wherever that passes through, it affects a major tikkun. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show soon why and how that works. Hakol kifi ma shetzorech levar hamedame, kifi sheresh nishmosoi, and this is all tied into the birur hamedame that this individual person has to make in that particular country. And this could be based on certain things he's done in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes where he was in those countries and he did something wrong, and now by passing through there on his way to Eretz Yisrael, it gives him an extraordinary ability to effect a tikkun, whether it's for things directly related to him or indirectly related to him, whether it's in this lifetime or previous lifetimes. Vos yizke lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. And if the person does this properly, then he's zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar tachlis shlemos tikkun amedame, which is the location of the highest degree of perfection of biro hamedame. Kishom hi bechinas chidesh olam shelosit, because Eretz Yisrael is the place of the recreation of the world anew. We said before that when the world will be created anew, when there's going to be Chiddush Olam, it's going to be in the format of Eretz Yisrael. The entire world will be a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyeh beBechinas Eretz Yisrael, Kanal Batorah Nal, as is explained in the chapter in the Likutei Moharan that this is based on. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ubishvil ze nikro ha'oretz adoma. And this is one of the reasons why the earth, the land, is called Adama. Loshen dinyoin, from this word dinyoin, which means imagination, thinking, conjuring up a picture. Hainu bechinas hamedame. This is tied into that word medame. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, ubeyad hanaviim adame. There's a pasuk in Novi like this. Ki ikar achizas hamedame hu bebechinas oretz. Because the main place where this medame is found is in the earth, on the land itself. Shehu tachlis hagashmius kanal, which is the essence of gashmius, the earth, the floor that we're stepping on, that's the essence of gashmius. Ubishvil ze nikro ha'odom b'shem odom. And now you could also understand another reason why man is called odom, al shem hamedame. Shehu loshen dinyoin b'chinas medame. The fact that man is called Adam is a statement of his mission, that one of the main missions of a human being in this world is Birur Hamedame, to deal with this item, to deal with the fact that a human being is a combination of spiritual and physical, body and soul, and there's a thin line that unites body and soul, and that's that ability, the lowest part of the soul, which is the part of a person's thought that allows them to picture physical things, as we learned in the previous year, remember? That Koyach HaMedameh, since the main mission of man in this world is Birur HaMedameh, that's one of the reasons why man is called Adam. It's a statement of mission, period. Paragraph Yud Zayin, the Zebchinas Sfira Soimer. Rav Nosson says now we could understand better this mitzvah of counting the Oimer. Shu Kadeshi Itaru Nafshois Yisrael Mizwa Mosam. This gives the Jews an opportunity to purify themselves from their impurities. Hainu Mizwa Mas Mitzrayim, from the impurity that they had when they were in Egypt. Shehi Bechinas Zwa Mas Hanochesh, which is the filth of the snake. You know, from the Eitz Hadas, Shehi Bechinas Bilbul Hamedame, which is another way of referring to that is Bilbul Hamedame. You know, the confusion, the mental confusion that a person has. Kimavur Ba Toiranal, as is explained in chapter 8 in Likutei Moharan Tanina, She Bilbul Hamedame Hu Bechinas Zuma Sanochosh, that these two terms are synonymous. What the snake injected into Adam and Chava is a Bilbul Hamedame. And one of the ways that we see this, Rav Nosson Zal explains this in other places, Hashem had told Adam and Chava to be in Gan Eden, right? And he told them, in Gan Eden you can eat anything you want, just stay away from that tree. What was that tree? It was Toiv Vora, good and bad mixed together. As a result of their violating Hashem's instructions and eating from that tree, that showed that they chose to swallow good and bad, to have good and bad mixed up, mixed in together. And it's as a result of eating from that tree that was Toivora, that's what makes our lives so complicated. That everything we deal with is Toiv and Ra, has good and bad. We eat an apple, the apple has good and bad in it. It has the fruit, the nutritious part, and it has the waste, the part that has to be, that can't be eaten, or that can't be digested. It has to be released from the body in other ways. Every single thing we encounter in this world, every decision we have to make, there's a positive side, negative side. Every medication a person takes, there's the positive effects and those side effects, Rahman al-Islam. This good and bad, and it all originates from Adam and Chava's mistake of choosing to attach themselves to that good and bad mixed together. V'ikar ha-kedusha v'ataro shel isha Yisraeli hu k'shezoicha le-taher u-levarer ha-medame. And the main holiness and purity of a Jew is when a Jew is zoicha to purify and to clarify their medame. Shezeu b'chinas ha-birur v'ataro mizu ha-masanochosh. That means that the person is purifying himself from the stain or the filth of the snake. Shezeu ikra avodas Adam kiyadua, which is the main mission of a Jew in this world, to purify himself from that zuamas hanochosh, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus. Ubishvil ze tzrichen lispor sfira soimer kodim Kabbalas haTorah kedei letareinu mizuamas hanochosh. And this is the reason why we count the Omer before Matan Torah, in order to purify ourselves from that filth, haynu mi bilbul hamadame kanal. V'alkein tzrichin lisper hayomim. And it's for this reason that we're counting the days. Ki asfiro v'aminyin hu bebechinas hamadame. Because counting and numbers are in the category of medame. Sheshom kol hademyonois v'hatmunois, where all pictures and forms are found. Ki ikar hasfira v'aminyin hu rak b'mokim sheyesh shinuyim v'demyonois. Because the only time that counting applies is where there are differences, or where things take on a specific form, a specific shape. A person would say you have water in a swimming pool. Someone asks you, how much water is in that pool? Three. Okay, nuts. You don't count water. What do you mean you don't count water? Because water doesn't have a shape to it. It's shapeless. Something that has a specific shape and form can be counted. Water is measured in other ways. Gallons, how many gallons? But I'm saying on a simple level, when we number something, in order for numbers to apply to something, the item must have, there must be either shinuim, it must be the fact that this is different from something else, or that it takes on a specific physical shape and form. Ki lemalo betachlis hasheresh kulo yechon. Because above, in heaven, everything is one. Ve'ein shom shum dimyoin, v'shom kulo yechon. There is no koyach hamedame. There everything is one. Ve'ein shayach shom sfira uminyin klal. And therefore, there's no concept of counting up in heaven. There's no concept of time, of measuring things, you know, no concept of time up in heaven. V'ikar hasfira b'mokam sheyesh shinui hatmunois v'ademyonois v'atzirim shel kol hanevroim shebo'olam. The only place where counting and numbering applies is where things appear differently, they look differently. Shekol echot meshunam echaveroi bedmusoi v'tavnisoi, where each item is different in its form and its shape. V'shom ikar hasfira v'aminyim. In a place like that, for example, on earth, where you have so many, this is blue, this is brown, this is wood, this is hard, this is soft, where things take on, where are all different from each other, that's where counting applies. V'chol hashinuyim v'ademyonis v'atmunis kulam hem bebechinas koyach hamedame. And therefore, all of these differences and all of these shapes and pictures are all within the framework of medame. They're all under that category of medame. Val shem ze nikra medame, and this is why it's the word medame is used, loshen dimyoin utmuna. The word dimyoin means like an image. Ki hamedame b'sharoshoi gavoya moid, because this item called medame, in its place of origin, it's a very high level item. Ki nimshach mishoresh hascholas nekudas habriya sheitchilas hatzimtzum, because it originates from the beginning of the beginning of creation, from the first, when Hashem made the first tzimtzum, when Hashem made the first constriction of his light. Ki tekev kishinezhava tzimtzum shel aschol asabriya ki yedua tekev hischil shorish hamedame. Because it was as soon as Hashem started making a constriction in order for the new place to create a world, that's when this medame went into, started to exist. Ki hamedame hu bechinas tzimtzum asechel. Because another way of defining medame is a tzimtzum hasechel. It's a constriction, a limiting of the mind. It's having the mind take, shape something or form something in a specific tzimtzum. Ki hamedame hu bechinas tzimtzum asechel, kama ish kama ish ha'odom. Kishinestalik sichloi kegoyim besheno ukiyotze, einisharetzloi rak hamedame, sheu rak harashimu shel asechel. Rav Nosson Zal gives an example of this. For instance, when a person goes to sleep, where when a person is going to sleep, 99% of the brain shuts down. The 1% that's left, that little bit that's left, is called medame. That's the person's imagination. That's where dreams come from. Shehu rak horeshimu shel asechel. It's just the residue of the brain. Meaning, for example, when a person, we gave the example many times, when you pour oil into a glass, fill up a glass with oil. When you empty the oil out of the glass completely, emptying it out completely, turn it over and let it all spill out. And wait 60 seconds. And turn the cup back right side up, you're going to see there's a little bit of oil on the sides of the cup that remains stuck to it. It's here too, regarding a person's brain, when the brain shuts down, there's the reshimu of the sechel, there's that remaining oil there, which is called medame. And again, that little remaining thing, where some people can have dreams at night where they see things so vividly, so clear, they see every single color and shape, and that's all coming from this place of medame. And according to the degree that the person is on a level of kiddush and tara, when tzaddikim have these dreams, by them their medame has been refined and purified and elevated, where even in dreamland, they're seeing important things. They're getting messages, very important messages. And to a person who hasn't been mevar, each person, depending on where they're holding in birur hamedame, that's what determines how sensible, how real, how true, the dreams are or aren't. That's one of the major things that plays a role in it. Ukemoikin lemala b'sharosha tchilas hatzimtzum shebchinas histalkus oyer hasechel oelyoim shushorish kola bria kula kiyadua. And Rav Nosson Zal says, just as in this example that we just gave, of a person who's awake during the day they flick the switch on, their brain is on 100, their brain is on full. When they go to sleep at night, they flick the switch off. When the brain is in the off position, there's still a little bit of activity, which is what the person's dreaming at night. So too, when Hashem first created the world, originally there was all oyer ein soif. Originally there was wall-to-wall light, right? Hashem's light. And then Hashem made that tzimtzum in order for the creation to take place. Because had Hashem not made a tzimtzum, there wouldn't have been any room to create the world in a sense. Because originally there was wall-to-wall light. In order for there to be room for a creation to take place, Hashem had to constrict the light a little to leave some space for the creation to take place. Otherwise there wouldn't have been room for any creation to take place. Zois habechinu shel tchilas hatzimtzum ze bechinas shoyresh hamedame. When Hashem did that, was the way the Arizal explains creation, that originally there was only the light of Hashem, period, nothing else. Then Hashem decided that Hashem wanted there to be a creation. In order for there to be creation, Hashem had to make room for it. Hashem had to allocate space for it. In order to allocate space, lahavdil, you have a person in a house and they have a room that's full of stuff, a room that's full of junk.
and they want to start using that room. In order to start doing something, constructing that room, the person says, let me clear some stuff out of here to make room to work, you know, to deal. Kaviyochel, kaviyochel, lahavdil by Hashem. When Hashem wanted to start creation, he had to remove his light or constrict his light to a degree in order to vacate space, kaviyochel, in which creation could take place. And that tzimtzum ha'or, that constriction of the light, was the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of this medame, this term medame that we use. Shemishom shorish habechira, which is also the source of where the concept of free choice begins from. Kimuvon besforim, as is written in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, ubefrat bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, sheshorish habechira nimshach mitchilas hatzimtzum, shezeo bechinas shorish hamedame, that the roots of free choice and the roots of medame come from the same place, that tchilas hatzimtzum, that first constriction. Shezeo b'chinas shorosh, exactly. The zois ha'b'chino b'chinas koyach ha'hiyuli ha'nizkar b'sifrei ha'mechakrim. Rav Nosenthal says, the word koyach hiyuli, which is a term that's used in scientific books, you know, those kind of books, sheshon kulam nevoichim b'deos zoros unevuchos, where the scientists are all confused about this. This is where their major confusion lies. Whereby many scientists who tried delving into this and thinking into this and rationalizing it ended up getting messed up in a big way. They ended up losing their faith. Because the truth is that it's impossible for a human being to understand this fully. This concept of this tzimtzum, or this tchilas tzimtzum, v'alze ne'emar b'muflam imchal tidrosh, and it's about this that the pasuk says, in that which is above you, you're not allowed to delve into it. Ki hu soid sisrei ma'isa bereishis, because these are the secrets of creation. U'tzrichin lismoich rak al emuna, and a person has to rely on emuna when it comes to these things, not try to understand it completely. Shehi bechinas birur hamedame. We mentioned earlier that emuna is the ultimate refinement of medame. Shehu shoyrish habriya baemes, which, and this emuna is the real foundation of creation. Kamashikosu v'chol maaseu beemuna, as the pasuk says, all of creation was with faith. Vayim yizebet v'reinu v'kama mekoymus. Rav Nosenthal says, look in many places in the Kotei Halachos where we discuss this. And this is also ki chidush olam yefshel hasig b'seichel. And this is also the concept of believing in the world that Hashem is going to create in the future. Ki chidush olam yefshel hasig b'seichel. Because this future world that Hashem is going to create is something that we can't understand completely with our minds. Because it's impossible for you, the human mind, to understand fully how Hashem first created things, you know, something from nothing. And this is the source of all the questions that the scientists and the philosophers struggle with. And it is definitely impossible for a person to understand this completely. Because Rav Nosenthal explains, look where this is coming from. We said that when Hashem first created the world, there was wall-to-wall light. All light. And then in order for Hashem to create, he had to remove light. Removal of light is the concept of removal of seichel. Light is always symbolizes seichel, das. So this concept of the beginning of creation, which required a removal of light, an absence of light, is something that a human being can't fully understand. Again, because understanding is light. And when the light leaves and there's only an imprint of it that's left,
yesh koyach biyad hodom lehischazek be'emuna shleimam yirtza,
whereby that little bit of light that remains, when Hashem takes the light away, the little bit of light that remains there is enough that if a person wants to have emunah, if a person wants to believe, that light will be enough to carry them through. Avul im yirtze lachkor lahovin, whereas if the person is going to want to understand and philosophize and theorize, bevadai yipol be'ein soymech, the person will definitely fall into an abyss. Ki efshor lahovin, because it's impossible to fully understand this. Ki hasechel nistalik misham, because we said the sechel was taken out of there. Rak al yidei horishimu shenishar, shibchina shorish koyach hamedame, al yidei zeh yesh lo koyach lahamin b'muna shleima bohemes. However, through the light, when Hashem took away this light, from the little bit that remains, there's enough there that if a person wants to have emuna, if a person wants to use faith, they'll be able to fortify themselves strongly enough to carry them through. Just like, for example, when a person goes to sleep at night. Going to sleep at night is a histalkos hadas, right? The das leaves, right? What do we do? Then what do we switch to? When the das goes off, what goes on? Emuna. That's why the main avoda before going to sleep is Shema Yisrael Hashem, declaring our faith. Because any time that there's any type of histalkos hadas, you have to be ready right away to switch to plan B. To know that that's a place where emuna has to fill in. Wherever there's an absence of das, emuna is the thing that has to jump in. Whether it was in the beginning of creation, when Hashem made that tchilas hatzimtzum, whether it be when a person goes to sleep at night, or whether it be in any area, whether it be in the concept of chiddush olam. Anytime there's a chiddush olam, it requires a tzimtzum, we said. Hashem has to constrict the light to make room for the new world. Anytime there's a tzimtzum, there has to be a reliance, a switching, a shifting to emuna. Ki zeh hakoyach hishir Hashem yizborach b'horashimu shenishar achra tzimtzum. Because this is the power that Hashem has left within that remaining light that remains when the tzimtzum is taking place. Sheyir koyach halidei horashimu azois leheschazek be'emuna mi sheyirtze. Hashem leaves enough light there, just a little bit of light, that if a person will want to use emuna, they'll be okay. They'll have enough light to find their way, search the lahavdil, lahavdil. You have a building that has an electrical system, you know, a $500,000 electrical system. The system blows, you know, blackout. They have emergency lighting. The emergency lighting is, you know, 1/1000th of the strength of the full light. But it's enough. It's enough that a person who knows his way around a little, a person who has a, you know, who has a little bit of brains, will be able on the emergency lighting alone to make their way around to do what they need to. Vishon ikar shoresh habechira, and this is the source of bechira. This is where bechira, the whole concept of free choice, originates from. Sheshersha emuna, the root of it is faith. Shehi yisoid kol hamitzvos, which is the foundation and the root of all the mitzvos. Kama shekosov kol mitzvosecho emuna, as the pasuk says, all the mitzvos of the Torah are plugged into emuna. Ukama shekosov, and as the pasuk says, bo chavakuk vehemidon alachas v'tzadik b'emunoso yichya, that Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he showed how the entire Torah is based on one thing, emuna. ומשום שורש כל השמות והכינויים והתוארים והשבחים של השם יתברך. And that's the source of all the names of Hashem and the nicknames and the descriptions and the praises that we have of Hashem. שכולם הם בחינס המדמה דקדושה. All of them are a concept of this medame. Medame means, again, one definition of medame is to compare. To compare something or to give something an image, to put it into a certain form or shape. The fact that we use names for Hashem, names and nicknames and praises, is also a form of medame. We're comparing Hashem to Chesed. We're comparing Hashem to Gvura. You understand? As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the chap in this chapter 8 in Likutim Ran at the end, Al Pasuk Liyoim Chagenu, Ayin Shon. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there on the words Liyoim Chagenu, and now Rabbi Nizal is going to give us a brief summary of what Rabbi Nizal says over there.